T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Side question of the day. Just hit us your favorite mob crime film, TV show character. Got the Dom Time 2020 calendar ready to go. Steve Keeley is with us, even though he's on vacation. He's the one that tweeted this out and got me on a staggering story that no one else has had. Hey, Steve, thank you very much. I hope you're working on your tan a little bit this week.
Anytime, Dan. Beautiful last day of summer. I just so I could see it with my own eyes, I just visited the encampment down the street from where I live. And here we are, 2 weeks to the day past the mayor's deadline. Last day of summer, weather's going to change soon, but no change apparent over there. They got a complete wall around there, and almost a double wall on some sides, and they've got North 22nd Street shut down, and there's no end in sight, it seems, right now.
And Steve, yet Eagles fans had to suffer a life's pleasure for some who can't afford tickets or whatever, bonding with their buddies. They couldn't get into the Link, and they couldn't get into FDR Park, or if they did, they were going to be told no tailgating for you.
Yeah, no park for Eagles fans and for law-abiding people, but apparently the park at Van Collins Field is available. But, you know, our traffic guy got hit on the internet for bringing that point up. But, look, our traffic guy, Bob Kelly, understands the homeless situation, and he's not attacking homeless people. He's bringing the hypocrisy up with the administration right now. You're going to crack down on tailgaters, but where is the crackdown yet for all the people that live on the parkway? They understand the homeless situation too, and they don't want anybody just thrown out into the street, but their neighborhood is just a disaster area, one guy just told me. And no police officer wants to be thrown into that in the dark, in the middle of the night. I can't tell you, Dom, how many cops have told me this is like move all over again. And that didn't end well either time. And even these young cops know the history of the city and know the history of move. And when you've got a fortified situation like they had with that bunker on the roof, when we all remember the police decision to bomb that, you know, no police officer wants to go in there. No police officer wants to be infected with either a virus or, Dom, they've got it booby-trapped now. I was told by one cop who has intelligence, they've got fish hooks hanging down to hook a cop maybe in the face. They've got those M1000s that they were blowing up ATMs with all summer. They've got them ready to fire mortars at cops. So that's what the cops are fearing, that, you know, they're going to go in there. They're all dressed in black with helmets and black clothes, and they know that security team for the encampment, same dress, so you're not even going to be able to see who it is. One cop described it as Braveheart, the movie in real life, like it's going to be hand-to-hand medieval combat if the cops are forced to go in there. So they don't want that assignment either. They want this handled peacefully.
Yeah, I wonder if you would agree too. Look, the homeless, it's one thing, and it has to be dealt with. Even that is too much for that neighborhood. A lot of these are activists, though, that are on call and show up that are trying to draw the police into some kind of conflict. They're using the homeless, I think, essentially as pawns in this situation.
Yeah, I didn't see any of those folks today. They seem to come over when they think the cops are going to come in. They all dress in black, and they wear the batting helmets that mom and dad bought them at the Sports Authority. And, you know, and then they have, the, you know, their homemade shields and maybe some weapons that we don't know about. But it does seem like it's like you, when we're sitting over there in the morning when these deadlines come and go, it's almost like they're being dropped off by Uber from the suburbs. So I think you're right on the money there. It's, they're not living in the encampment. They just go there looking to do battle. And they could say they're defending the homeless from police, but if it doesn't end peacefully, sometimes it's the activists that you mentioned that cause trouble. And you, I heard you on the show mentioning the cop car fire. You remember back on May 30th, I guess people don't remember Lori Elizabeth Blumenthal, who's still sitting in a federal penitentiary right now for month four, being charged with arson. Very serious charges, lighting cop cars on fire. And she's probably one of the members of people who just show up and do things like this and then find themselves in deep trouble when they get caught.
Well, Steve, too, I got to give you credit. And again, we got so many media people in town that don't have an eye. What figure are we up to now? You tweeted out one day as of Memorial Day, May 30th. There was a number in the 90s. Now we have these two doofuses, apparently, in West Philadelphia that Fox reported on. I'm not sure if Fox 29 then, I think, also did, that they were caught reeking of gasoline around a cop car set on fire. The police go to their house, and it's the very clothing that was on the surveillance camera. One's in his 30s, one's 59. So they're under arrest now. We're finally starting to see some action. What number do you put this at, though, as far as damage or set on fire vehicles?
We're over 100 now, because it was in the 90s when I last reported and was talking to you on your show. And it doesn't cease for some reason. And again, this was 3:30 in the morning Sunday. And this is the 12th District. And this is in Southwest Philly, right on Woodland Avenue. The police district goes right in front of where the trolleys run by, and Simpson Street is right around the corner, so the cops, there's not a lot of parking there, so the district officers park their patrol cars when they go into the office. And this was a parked car, and these guys torched this one a little different this time. They hit it in the back because I guess that was the most accessible part for them, but you know, it's totaled. I mean, the trunk was burned off and everything. And then they run down Simpson Street, hide on a porch, try to discard some of the clothes they had in a crate, which the cops find evidence of, and they still, I don't know if you've ever done, when I mow my own lawn, if I drop any gas at all, for some reason my hands smell like gas, even though I wash them 10 times. So you can't get rid of the smell of gasoline.
No.
It's like the worst disco era cologne you could possibly wear. So it was easy to find them. Even a blind cop told me, even a blind cop could have found them by the smell. So these two guys trying to hide on a porch right around the corner from the police district.
How close is that to what listeners should know? Because they were in the news the other day. I tell them all the time, a spot in Philadelphia you don't want to be driving, given all that's going on, is Clark Park. Sadly, because there was a lot of good stuff that goes on there in the summer, but that seems to be one of the headquarters of the Antifa type, Steve, Clark Park out there.
Yeah, that Baltimore Avenue runs down by Woodland as well in Southwest Philly. And I was there about a month ago, and even 2 years ago I reported on, you know, kill cops, all this. There's always spray paint on this one fence. And then when they clean it up, somebody spray paints again, and then they spray paint on the businesses. So that's all that same area there where there's a lot of anti-police, either vandalism or spray paint constantly. And it's sad. You know, the people there don't want their fences spray painted. The landlords or the homeowners or the businesses even had spray paint on their windows once. So, and not the message you want kids to see either if you're trying to develop a relationship between people, citizens, and law enforcement. It's all work together.
Are you back on tomorrow, Steve, or are you off this week?
No, Dom, I got an actual full week off, even though you're never really off. I always tell them, when they say police duty, they say they're off duty. I know cops are never off duty because they're going to step in and do whatever they need to do. But same with reporting. If you care, you're always following the news and tweeting the news and looking at the news wherever it is.
Where do we follow you on Twitter, though? That's a good place for listeners to go.
Yeah, KeeleyFox29.
KeeleyFox29. Yeah. Hey, Steve, thank you very much. Enjoy the week off. We'll talk soon. Thank you, Steve.
You got it, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.